Good afternoon, everybody. Sorry for a slight technical hitch there. That's the problem with ICT, isn't it? My name's Peter Wayne. I work at Vector, and I've been doing some work with Partnerships for Schools and a range of local authorities looking at design, but in specifically design of ICT into new builds. So it's quite an interactive session, so you're going to have to do a bit of work. You don't mind that, do you? Nobody's just sat here eating raisins? No? Okay. Right, so there's a bit of work for you to do. What I've put up here is what people think, straw poll of people said, are good designed buildings. Okay, St Pancras Station in London. Yes? No? Possibly? Yeah, was somebody over there? Yes, he says. How about this one? You've ever driven up the M1 and the M6? Selfridges Building in Birmingham? Yes? No? Do you like it? Do you not like it? It's very expensive inside. So that was a bit colder there, that, you know, people didn't sort of... How about that one? That's so well designed. Somebody told me the other day, a lady at work told me the other day, that the people that built the Taj Mahal, they had their hands cut off when they'd finished it. True story, apparently, so they couldn't build anything as beautiful again. So we could do that with schools, Steve, couldn't we? A bit radical, I suppose. So beautifully designed building, the Taj Mahal. How about this one? Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao. I absolutely love that. I don't know about anybody else. You're on the same wavelength, aren't we? Yeah, we're on the same wavelength over here. How about this? That's the one that comes top of most people's list, the Sagrada, the Gaudia Cathedral in Barcelona. Even though it's not finished. So it's a bit like Bitna. And then that one, that's another one that crops up a lot of the time, just down the road from here. Beautifully designed building, still being used for the purpose it was built for, 100-odd years afterwards, at the Royal Albert Hall. So that's buildings. The point of this will come clear as we work through. How about that? Now, I know you want them, but is it nicely designed? Yes, a beautifully designed car, because it's British, I think. It's probably the only British car left, perhaps. How about this? Now, this is showing my feminine side. Yes? Who'd like a pair of those shoes? Jimmy Choo shoes. Apparently, they're really beautifully designed shoes. Is that right? Yeah, absolutely. So you desire some of those. And that's for the moon watch, Cartier watch. Yes, you can get those on Finnmere Market. They're about, so Cartier watch, beautifully designed watch. And again, the purpose of this will come clear. And then they're called UGG boots, apparently. You know what I'm talking about here? Yes, UGG boots. Very functional design there. And they actually do exactly what it says on the tin. Now let's go on to some ICT. A sat-nav system, any sat-nav system. You've got to think about design when you're going to buy one and what it does, haven't you? They all look a bit the same, though. How about this? Some say beautifully designed, an iPod. Beautifully designed. Hopefully there's nobody from Apple here, or so we're getting some endorsements. And how about this new Razer phone? Nicely designed. Is that something you desire? Everybody's gone a bit colder now. They all want to go down the Albert Hall, I think. And the next one here, a nice flat screen notebook there. Quite well designed for its purpose, possibly. And nearly the last one. Everybody's got one of these, haven't they? The conversation stoppers. Yes. Better just check if I've still got a job. And the final one, the one nobody can get yet, which is the PS3, but very nicely designed, I would have thought, even with the boomerang handset there. Probably better designed than the Wii that came out recently, that where the hand straps broke and everybody was throwing them through the windows. So again, design, very important. So what's the point of that? Let's go on to this slide. We're getting more into what the meat of the presentation is about. This goes back a long way, this model does, to this, I think it's a chap, Vitruvius, who is an ancient Greek. The Greeks came up with why we like good design. It has to have those three elements. Now that's, I can't actually do ancient Greek, but when I was talking about St Pancras, the gentleman over there was delighted. He liked it, didn't he? When I'm talking about something like the Albert Hall, it's very much built for purpose. So it actually is built beautifully well, because it's still there. And it actually does, again, if you look at, say, the Aston Martin, it's a fast car, it does what it says, so it actually does what it says on the tin. Now, if we put in those modern words, they're the modern words I'd like you to remember. The firmness is, the modern word for that is build quality. Is it built well? And the modern word for commodity, utilitas, is functional. Is it functional? And the modern word for delight, venustas, is impact. So if we just cast our eyes around this building here, is this building built well? Yes, it's possibly built well. I don't particularly like it, but it's built well. Does it do exactly what it's supposed to do? Well, it's quite a good building because lots of things go on in it, don't they? But does it have much of an impact? No, it possibly looks a bit tired in some parts, perhaps. The roof perhaps has an impact. So again, we're starting to measure. We're giving ourselves a language to start to measure design. So they're the sort of things that I'd like you to remember. Now, this is very badly designed because it doesn't do what it says on the tin. I'm supposed to be able to talk through it all the time. So let's go on in terms of looking at schools. Now, if you're in a BSF authority, you're going to be doing an activity called DQIs, Design Quality. And you're going to be working through something similar to this that was produced by the department over a year ago. And it's a document that helps you conceptualise good design in your schools. And we've been working, Vector and Partnerships with Schools have been working with colleagues to do the similar sort of process for ICT. So if we look at that, that's one of the statements from the building DQI. That's supposed to raise your aspirations when you go there. One of my colleagues says, yes, it would, because at least they've got a minibus. But I don't know about the rest of it. How about that one? But again, exactly the same statement, two different outcomes from the design. Yeah, how about this statement? Good access for all as long as you're slim. Yes? And then there's another one here. What's that saying about the school? And then what's this saying about the school? So again, just two examples of how one statement can end up looking completely different in practice. Completely designed differently, even though it actually says good access for all. And you could argue either of them have. Now, the difficulty you've got in terms of ICT is you've only got a finite amount of funding. You'd like to think you've got an infinite amount of funding, but you've got to be able to balance the specification of all that stuff all those things you want to buy with the amount of stuff you want to buy. If you're building a building, you've got to be able to balance the area of the building, how big it is, what you want in different areas, with the amount of specification you want in the building. You've got to do that all the time. And that process has got to happen through a process of design. And if we put that at the bottom, that's the difficult bit in terms of ICT, because the pressure is really on. So you get 10% of the... It's a lot of money, an awful lot of money, but you're expected to deliver an awful lot of transformation with that amount of money. So you've got to go through a big thinking process way, way, way before you even get into this BSF programme, thinking about what the ICT is going to do in your new buildings. So you've got an opportunity. If we look at the booklet there I've got, again, we've got the three areas there. And in terms of a building, this is how it's designed. These are the subsets for the design quality indicator for schools. We've developed a similar thing in terms of ICT. And don't worry if you can't remember any of that, because you can get hold of that at another time. Something to do with impact on the people, the learners, the people that work in it. Something to do here with how that system works. And something to do over here with, is it fit for purpose? Does it do exactly what you want it to do? That's the overview statement of how we've organised these quality indicators. And then the next bit, this is now becomes the difficult bit, because some of those things I showed you, you all would probably agree they're all well designed, but to you, some of them were better than others. So in this process, you've then got to start deciding what of these things that you want are fundamental to what you want. Okay, do you fundamentally want some things in your building, or do you actually think some of them will add value to your building? You've got to start thinking through that process too, based in those three areas. And the centre one, where you really get possibly the transformation, is excellence. So you end up with a thing called a FAVE rating, F, A, V, and E. So you're basically going through a process, actually, fundamental, I have that, and it's, oh, I'd really like that, that would add value really to it. But actually, in my school context, I really want this thing, because it would add real excellence to it. But going back to my seesaw, the more of these you probably buy, the more it's going to cost you. So again, it's a balancing act all the time. You can't have everything excellent. That's why they decided when they built this place, they'd forget about the toilets, I think. they'd put all their money in the roof. I think that's what they decided. So that's the process you basically go through. Now let's have a look at, that's another way, another way of really looking at that process. You're going up a ladder, really. The top of the tree, the top of the pyramid there is the inspired areas of schools. Now they're the bits people tend to remember. This is the sort of stuff that should be there anyway. And if you're working through a BSF process, through the functional specification, those sort of documents, this is what you're going to get. This is where we're at. This is what you should be thinking about in terms of your design. The added value in those exceptional things that are going to make your school distinctive for learners and the people that work in it. And what it's actually helping you do is this sort of activity. You're moving from subjective activities, subjective notions of what you think is good, and trying to put them into something that's very objective, that you can hand to one of these companies here, and they can actually build you something that you really want, rather than you getting something they'd like to sell you. So you're going through a process of being able to decide around all those areas whether you can actually get these things. So the fundamental things will end up in a brief or output spec, and these added value exceptional things are the things that will end up in your vision statements. And of course these will all be different, but that's the process. Are you with me still? Jolly good. Right, so who's involved in this process? This is a very important, because we've got a whole range of people that are involved in this process. And if you're involved in DQI for schools, you have a trained facilitator who comes to your local authority, works for schools. Something Vector's developing at the moment is putting this tool online, so it'll be available to everybody to start thinking about how they're going to design ICT into their future building. So it's a very wide group of people who are actually involved in design of buildings, because you want longevity in that building. You want something that's going to be there for many years to come, 50 years I would imagine. So you don't want it based on the whim of some possible grand leader who's going to then be gone by the time the place is built, perhaps. And I don't know who I'm talking about. So what are we then got to consider? The difficult, I'll whiz through these because you're all ICT people, because you're at the Vet Show. So where are we going in terms of ICT? Now ICT, as you know, is difficult to predict, but we know we're moving from this side to this side. I won't dwell on these because if I'll give you my email afterwards and I'll send you this, so you can start thinking about these things if you want to. What I want to dwell on is the bit of work I want you to do at the end. And you've got these things happening. Now this is where we were, and this is where children possibly are now. This is where children are moving to in the future. You've got to consider all that in terms of ICT. You know, you can't argue that those children over there aren't empowered by technology. They are, aren't they? This is where we're moving to. You know, children will eventually have no learning year. They probably haven't got one now. It's only us adults that decide that for them. So that's where we're moving there. You've got to consider those sorts of things. And the most important thing, I think, in BSF is this. Now, I went on a... when you work for a government agency, they send you on advanced presentation skills courses. Now, you're surprised I've been on one, aren't you? Yes? Now, they always tell you that people are going to remember just one slide. So if you don't remember anything else, this is the slide. Because this took me hours to do this, moving these together there. So if you put virtual and built environments together, what you're conceiving in BSF, you end up with actually what we're going to have in the future, which is a learning environment. And you've got to think, is a school just a place you go to anymore? Can a school be out there somewhere else? You know, if you stay on it after me and listen to Stephen talk, you'll know school can happen anywhere, learning happens anywhere. So you've got all those things involved. Now, what does the process take place? People are offered the opportunity to consider 64 statements. I'm going to show you three of them in a moment. They're based around those three areas: impact, build, quality and functionality. You then have to assign them a fundamental, added value and exceptional. You then have to negotiate whether that is fundamental, added value, exceptional. That then will turn whatever your aspirations are into something that's a design brief that you can then put out there in the market. And that's the design process, the design quality process. Let's have a look at one of the statements then. Based on the fact that they're very subjective and I want you to get involved, right, okay, here's one of the impact statements. ICT introduces learners to materials from a range of topics beyond their previous experience. And already, you've all got a different view on that statement, I hope. And if we were to negotiate around this, what are a range of topics? What is beyond their previous experience? We would have to determine all that. We'd have to determine then what type of ICT we want to make that impact. Here's another one, which is very simple. And Rob says it's stupid, it's so simple. But again, I did this with a group of children, and they all came up with a completely different answer to ICT is easy to use. Now, if I'm the person that wants to sell you some ICT, you're going to really have to tell me what you mean by that. Now, what is ICT is easy to use? You know, is it the size of it? Is it the size of the keyboard? Is it how fast it is? Is it how pretty it is? Etc. It's one of those things, but also it's fundamental. But actually then determining, through negotiation, what you mean by that enables you to go from a very subjective statement into something that's very objective, so somebody can actually measure it and build it for you. And finally, here's another one. This is one that is put there on purpose. This is about the access part of the document, the functionality bit and access. So we've got access is available to all appropriate users. Now, we'd all sign up to that, wouldn't we, in the school environment, but we've now got to determine who are appropriate users. Who are those people in this? Is that the children? Is it just the adults? Is it the support? There's a whole range of questions just from that first statement. Then even by putting the word anytime in, again, is that during the school day? Is that 24/7? Is that 18 hours a day, etc.? But you've suddenly spent a lot more money because you want that ICT to be available at a time possibly that isn't within the school day. So then if you go on to the next one, anywhere, you've got to determine where anywhere is. Is that anywhere in the world? Anywhere within the school? Anywhere within the classroom? So you've got to determine that sort of activity too. And again, you're going into the added value, etc. And then in the future, with any device. Or is that now? With any device. So learners bring devices to school and they can gain access. Is that the future? Possibly. Possibly not. But that then gets you into a different place in terms of what you want to procure for your ICT system. And I'd imagine it will get you in a different negotiating position as well. So they're the sort of activities we do. Now, that also is quite helpful when you get to the end of the project. When you get to the end of the project, of measuring, after you've gone through this process early on, of measuring whether you think you've got what it was you really wanted. It's quite important to decide what it is you want in the design, but then as you go through the process, halfway through design, when you see the plans or whatever, decide, is it what I wanted? Am I getting that? And then once you've moved into this place, before perhaps you sign any checks of anything, simplistically, have I really got what it was I wanted? You've been able to create something that is what you want, then you get to a position of being able to check or measure whether you have got what you want. My name's Peter Wayne, and the second part is spelled W-A-I-N. And if you'd like to get hold of this, I can send it to you. And I'm at becta.org.uk. And I'm hanging around for questions, because apparently I'm a wise owl. So if you've got any questions for me, do come up and have a chat afterwards. Thank you all very much indeed. Thank you.